I'm joined by Jerry Warnock, well-known Longford town councillor, now running for county council. Jerry, is that going to be a step up in divisions for you, going from town council to county council?
Well, necessarily, I don't think so. I think that the work that has been done by Longford Town Council, and indeed by Longford Town Councillors over the last number of years, I wouldn't see it as a step under what's been carried out by the Longford County Councillors. As a matter of fact, I think the Longford Town Councillors have a busier role because of the density of population and some of the social issues that arise by being a public representative in an urban area. So I'm quite prepared for, although it could be a step up, we'll say officially, quite prepared for the challenge.
And do you think the abolition of the town council is something that was a wise decision? Is it going to be something that can be integrated well within county councils?
I think it's a horrendous decision, and I've been very vocal on it, Johnny, over the last number of years since before being co-opted in 2011. It's definitely a retrograde step for local democracy, in my opinion.
It does save money, though, doesn't it?
Well, that's arguable, too. I think there was a figure touted around there of 6 million. But, like, 6 million in the scheme of things, what is that? Like, I certainly know it's certainly not nothing to do with representative payments or anything that the town councillors, which get only quarter, I think, at the moment, what county councillors get. But, I mean, I think it's a retrograde step. The real value of having the town council is the... You have autonomy within the town area, within the urban area. The people of the town environment have a face, they have a number of faces they can come to with their problems. And from a representative point of view, I think it's absolutely retrograde when it comes.
But essentially, people will be just as well represented if Jerry Warnock is a county councillor as they were when Jerry Warnock was a town councillor.
Absolutely. Anybody that comes to me, I've never ever turned away, and I will always continue to do my best to people. However, it is a numbers game at the end of the day. Like, at this moment in time, the town area are serviced by 9 town councillors and 7 mid-Longford area county councillors. It will now be 6 under the new arrangements. So straight away, that's a massive, that's a reduction of 10 seats.
And what would you hope to achieve? When we're coming into a time when Longford is struggling, and people generally recognise that, the town itself has suffered quite hard in this recession, and the county at large is feeling a very strong lack of confidence in its own future. How will Jerry Warnock change that? You're an independent, so you're on your own in there.
Sure.
How are you going to change that at county council level?
Jerry Warnock or any other elected councillor, county councillor, town councillor, doesn't matter. The way the structure is set up at the moment, not going to rock the world. Not a bit about it.
So what are the things you can do?
What you can do is constantly represent and bring forward the needs of the people. The needs, be it in the commercial field, be it people personally, what they're suffering through their day-to-day lives. For example, let's be honest about local government. Where is it at now at the minute? Phil Hogan had a great opportunity to really do something, modernise the Irish local government system with his new programme for government. However, he didn't do that. It still continues to rely heavily on support from central government. And until local government gets complete autonomy from central government, councillors, let's be honest about it, I'm not going to make any false promises to anybody, or I'm not going to fly the flag saying I'm going to change the world overnight, have not got the power to actually make really, really effective change within the community without the assistance from central government.
That's a great line, and one everybody would agree with. Yeah. You know, let's give county councils. But autonomy for county councillors is going to mean you're going to have revenue-raising powers and your own revenue.
Sure.
How would you propose that Longford County Council raises its revenue?
Sure. Well, we were sold the pig in the poke, if they call it, after the household charge. Where did the household charge go? It was meant to be devolved down to local government to help in the provision of public services. The household charge itself, I believe, went to bail out the bondholders.
That was in one year, since
2013, since the implementation of the local property tax. Again, we were sold this thing there, whatever. Pay this tax.
It is
this
changing
is for local
next year, Jerry. And
where
you
did
will
it go?
Have
it went
over
to
rates.
It went to Irish Water. We will have control over the rates, but we do not have control over rates legislation, which is something that I have in my manifesto and have been lobbying for since I become involved in Longford Town Council. Is modernisation of the commercial rates legislation. I think it's archaic. I think it's very, very unfair on people. Although I don't see it as a single reason that people are shutting up shop and put out of business. I think it is a sort of an archaic tax. I would favour something more like maybe a local government tax on sales, maybe 2 or 3% on sales, kind of administered something like VAT, return quarterly, and you have a constant stream of revenue coming in, and people are paying based on their turnover rather than getting a big massive rates bill and hoping God will send the footfall.
Isn't the reality of that, though, that of course people in business would like that because it would make it easier if you're struggling in business, but essentially that's going to more than likely mean a drop in income for the council. And the reason councils want rates at the way they're held is because it's a good moneymaker for council. And as a councillor, you are going to have to ensure those services are provided, and rates do that.
Sure thing. Rates are a good moneymaker on paper. It's all, what about, we'd say, Longford Town Council now, in this moment of time, I'll use that example because I know, with a 50-55% collection rate, 45% was accounted for in the budget, going into the year, as you know yourself, and that hasn't been collected. So therefore, there's a shortfall in your projections, so therefore jobs have to suffer. So we're not getting the money in anyway. I think it should be all based on a person's ability to pay, you know, rather than hitting them with this bill and hoping to God that they have a good time and they'll come up trumps and pay you this money.
Okay, that's... Well, leads me on to another area of council revenue then, that you perhaps maybe surprised some people in and the town council last Christmas when you were opposed to the idea of free parking. Now, most people will say to you that if you have a choice to go and you live in and again, you're going to be in county council, you're going to be dealing with people who are just as short a distance to go to Roscommon Town as there is to go to Longford Town. In Roscommon Town, they have free parking and ample off-street parking. In Longford Town, there is nowhere near enough adequate parking in the town for the traffic going. People waste time looking for spaces. They go into shops and get change. This is known to be something that puts people off going in to shop in Longford Town. And yet you were opposed to it on the basis that we keep revenues stable in the town council. Isn't that at odds with what you're saying about rates?
First of all, just to clarify the situation, I wasn't opposed to the free parking, the day's free parking over that Christmas period. I was opposed to the extent of it. I think at the time, with the extension of the couple of days, if I can just remember well, it was something that was going to cost the council up to 80 grand. If I remember well, I stand corrected at the time. I have a duty of care, we'd say, to the people of Longford. Unfortunately, the paid parking issue there, whatever, and because, as we were discussing before, because of a low rates collection, paid parking and money generated from paid parking has morphed into an essential revenue trove for Longford Town Council, and they were used to fill gaps that should have been filled by rates. And I have a duty of care to the people that need repairs, essential repairs carried out in their house, duty of care to the people that need footpaths maintained, just as much as I have a duty of care to the shop owners and to the people coming in and having a shop. Just on the second point, where there's not ample parking in Longford, there is loads of ample parking in Longford. Off-street car parking at €2 pop, which I agreed with at the time, free. Has to be free around the time. I had absolutely no problem with that at all. My issue was the on-street car parking. And number one, because of the loss in revenue, absolutely that played a part. But number two, on traffic control. Like, any time there has been a concession, we'll say, with on-street parking, where it was free, you see what happens on the main street. There's double, treble, quadruple parking. Then businesses are given out. This is one of the main reasons that actually the Chamber of Commerce lobbied the Town Council back in 2003 to introduce
the paid parking. And it was successful in terms of taking people off-street. But would you say that there is, I suppose, some people will look and say to you, look, there's an argument here as regards... On one side, saying with paid parking, you have a duty of care.
Okay.
On rates, I'd like to see rates changed.
Yes.
But surely the duty of care is going to kick back in there.
The duty of care. Well, if rates are changed and modernised, I'm not saying that you just abolish rates and just say, okay, we leave it alone. You modernise it for a more progressive means of local taxation. And I think a progressive means of local taxation is based on a person's turnover. And like, if people are making money, they generally have no problem whatsoever of paying the tax. We've seen that all the way down through the boom or whatever, where rates collections were over 90%. But straight away, with the downturn and the amount of vacancies in Longford, they have plummeted down to like almost half that. So that's not sustainable, I don't think, going forward. And I think going forward, a fairer system has to be based on a person's ability to pay, number one, and on their actual turnover.
Okay, well, one other area I want to touch on, which, because you're well known for this locally, is being very outspoken in relation to drugs and crime within Longford. There are those who would suggest that as a councillor, it reeks of populism because it's not an area you can actually affect. And you've talked about there being, I think, to use a quote, scumbags in Longford. Mm-hmm. You've called for a more intimidatory approach from the guards in relation to this. Now, isn't it true the guards have to operate within what's constitutionally allowable for citizens? And that really by going out there, all you're doing is advertising that you believe Longford to be overrun with drugs and scumbags and all that, and it's not something you can change or affect. And if you really want to change that, that you should be going to some TD and maybe an independent TD and proposing a change in legislation rather than talking about drugs and scumbags in local media.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%, and you're after proving my point I said a couple of minutes ago about the effectiveness that actually councillors have. It's not there. People may think it's there. It's not there. You need to go centrally in order to change, we'd say, the situation, basically, regarding particularly how guards go around their day-to-day duties.
Do you think it's
and
right
the progression
to talk about it then in those stringent terms?
Just hear me out just on this one, Johnny. There's, I actually suggested that at that joint policing meeting. I suggested that we get in touch with the minister regarding this, that there has to be some sort of a change. Like, the way things are going now, it's not only Longford, it's every town and city in the country. There is a state of lawlessness, which is gaining control around the thing. All you have to do is look at crime levels in Dublin. All you have to do is look at places like Longford that never, ever had those crime levels 10, 15, 20 years ago. All of a sudden, here we go again. So yes, I firmly do believe that a more heavy-handed approach has to be taken, and the minister has to devolve powers to the Gardaí to adopt a more heavy-handed approach when it comes to dealing with organised crime or drugs, or indeed any type of antisocial behaviour that's having a detrimental impact on the quality of life to the people around it. Because let's be honest about it, there are a small minority of people in any town that are responsible for an awful lot of hardship. So our duty of care, and we go back, we'll use that word again, is to the good majority. So why should a town be held to ransom by scumbags? And I'll use it again. Why should it be held to ransom? But I am real about the situation under the current laws and the swinging door policies of the courthouse, that these guys are getting a slap on the wrist or a little fine or a couple of weeks in jail or whatever, and they're pulled back in the street. They're laughing at it.
What are you going to do? I mean, you're going out to people and asking them to be elected, and this is going to be an issue people are going to ask you about and say, I thought you spoke well on that, that's strong, that's the kind of thing we want to talk about. But what are you actually going to do about it as a councillor? I mean, are you going to look to bring forward some kind of bill in conjunction with a TD? Are you in a position to do anything as a council? I mean, perhaps you should be looking at what the council does have control over, be it local facilities in deprived areas or whatever, so that they're the things you should be concentrating on to tackle crime, rather than, you know, what the guards are doing.
The council have been concentrating on stuff like that for such a long time, with the development of community centres, with the development of residence committees, with the providing public funds to the setting up of this. And of course it's working and it is having a good impact on areas like this. However, there is a beast out there, and there is a beast out there that has absolutely no regard whatsoever for the law of the land. They have no respect for people, they have no respect for authority. And unfortunately, the legal aid system, the swinging door policy, as I said before, in the courthouse, where these guys are getting a slap on the wrist and these repeat offenders are coming up time and time and time again. Until this changes, and until, we'll say, the ethos, we say, of looking after the legal profession, like the solicitors and the barristers, they're making a holy fortune out of this free legal aid system. Until that ethos has changed and somebody, some Minister for Justice, stands up with the guts to change that, nothing is going to change. There's nothing I can do as a councillor. There's nothing any TD can do until there's a willingness at ministerial level, until somebody with courage stands up there and said, okay, we're going to make people pay now for causing hardship and crime.
I'm going to finish up very quickly. Can you give me three things that Gerry Warnock believes he can influence in the next term of the council and he would like to achieve in that term?
Well, I'm not going to, at this stage, unleash a bag of false political promises. I'm not a man for writing cheques that I can't cash. The only thing that I will guarantee is that with a representation from me, you will get the same representation as I would represent my own family, as I've said in my brochure. I am from Longford. I'm a very, very proud Longfordian, born and bred. I have a good history in this town. I'm from a respected family, and I respect people. and I respect the people of Longford, and I will do unto them as I was like, I would expect being done unto me. So in Meath, they're going to have a strong candidate. They're going to speak up for the town area, which I believe is going to be devastated under the new regime. And plus what they're going to have, they're going to have someone with honesty. They're going to have an honourable candidate. And there's no doubt about it, every case will be treated on its merits, and every case will get my 100% commitment.
Okay, thank you very much, Jerry.
Thank you, Johnny.